USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is remembering Britain's Prince Philip.
With grateful hearts, we remember the many ways in which his long life has been a blessing to us.
The Dean of Windsor led the service. He was laid to rest at Windsor Castle following a nationwide minute of silence. His four children walked behind the hearse along with Prince William and Harry. The Queen traveled by car. Due to the pandemic, the Queen sat alone and only 30 mourners were in attendance. A grim milestone as Johns Hopkins University reports over 3 million people have died from the coronavirus worldwide. With setbacks in the global vaccination effort and an increase in cases in countries such as India, France, and Brazil, officials now say cases are still going up and not down in many places. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Fires were set in Portland, Oregon overnight, and the downtown area was vandalized. Protests erupted after police tried to subdue a man who was acting insane and would not comply with them. Also, last night in Oakland, California, multiple fires were set, windows were shattered, and cars were damaged as protests erupted against police brutality. Authorities say bottles and other objects were thrown at the officers. Protesters were also out last night in Chicago after a 13-year-old boy was gunned down by police. John Cantanzara, the president of the city's police union, said the officer only had a split second to make a decision after chasing Adam Toledo down a dark alley. While speaking on Fox, he also mentioned that the boy was affiliated with a gang.
I've seen this many, many times where parents are just at wit's ends with kids who are being led astray and they don't know what to do with them, especially at that age when they're so impressionable.
The officer, who also serves in the Marine Corps, has been placed on administrative leave. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Once again, a social media giant is facing backlash for another case of big tech censorship. USA Radio's Mike Fortier reports.
The New York Post silenced by Facebook for a story on Black Lives Matter co-founder Patrice Kahn-Cullors. The story published Wednesday reveals Kahn-Cullors recently bought over $3 million worth of real estate, including a $1.4 million home and guest house in an exclusive Los Angeles neighborhood where the black population is only 1.4%. Facebook, though, removing the story on Thursday for allegedly violating Kahn-Cullors' privacy because the Post showed pictures of the Topanga Canyon home in the article. The Post, responding on Friday, accuses Facebook of hypocrisy. The Post points out Facebook did not take down stories showing the resort where Republican Senator Ted Cruz stayed with his family during Texas's winter storm. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
The Universal Studios theme park in L.A. has reopened to the public. It's the first time since the shutdown due to COVID-19 more than a year ago. The park, which is located in Hollywood, reopened with coronavirus precautions in place. Officials said they will be disinfecting all food locations and restrooms in the park. Friday's opening comes about 2 weeks before Disneyland and California Adventure Stage have their grand reopening, which is on April 30th. Disneyland said it will also require COVID-19 mitigation measures for entry, including masks and physical distancing. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.